And the club never forgets. The club never forgets. It's never going to forget. And it hasn't forgotten.
I did everything right and they indicted me.
Trump is getting arrested today. He's going to Miami. He's already in Miami. He flew to Miami and he's being arrested again. He's being arrested again. This is the second time my... What is he to me? What is Donald Trump to me? He's a person. He's being arrested. They're arresting him. And this one is serious. This is more serious than any other thing that's happened before to Donald Trump. This is it. This could be it. It might not be it, but it could be it. Unlike the first indictment and the sexual assault case where he sexually assaulted, but he did not rape that woman. this one is actually bad for Donald Trump. This one he could go to fucking prison for. The entire establishment of the United States wants to see Donald Trump imprisoned. They do. Even the fucking Republicans who are constantly, oh, I fucking love him. Oh, like, you know, they all want to see him go away. They want to see him thrown in a fucking cupboard and that cupboard locked. No escape. Give him some fucking Toblerones. Give him some banana milkshakes from McDonald's, but never, ever, ever come back out. Because we're sick and fucking tired of you ruling over half of the fucking political landscape of the United States. We're sick of you controlling the Republican Party. We want the Republican Party. And we're fucking sick of having to be your little bitches every day and go out there and say all the shit you're doing, the stupid fucking shit you're doing, is, oh, it's fucking amazing, and I agree with it, you know. They want to get rid of him. Even his most die-hard political supporters, who are politicians, they don't fucking want to see this guy around anymore. They want him gone, and they want to take his cult. They want to inherit the cult. So why did he take these documents in the first place? You're not going to see the real answer. You're not going to hear the real answer anywhere else but here. I know the answer, okay? He's a narcissist. And narcissists hoard, okay? That's what we do. We love to collect things. We love it. It's the reason why I still have... It's the reason why I have many bags full of tickets, receipts, mementos from all across this planet, from all my travels. It's because, fucking keep it, you know? Keep that 7-Eleven receipt. Keep that fucking Jetstar ticket. Keep that fucking, you know, fucking 1,000 Korean won. Keep that fucking MetroCard. Keep that fucking... the thing, you know, keep that fucking United States Senate pass, that United States House of Representative pass, keep that flag from Barack Obama's second inauguration. Oh yes, keep it all. Even condoms. I've got a fucking broken condom box on my wall. I have a Taiwanese condom box. Fucking The ripped off part right here on my wall. I have a pregnancy test on my wall. Okay. This is what we do. We hoard things. We never give up. I've got gay beads from the Victoria Gay Pride Parade. Okay. On my wall. Two fucking sets. Two pairs. Two fucking gay beads that I hang proudly on my wall because I'm a narcissist. I'm the greatest narcissist, and I'm a hoarder. So that's why that's one of the reasons he did it. One of the reasons, because why the... You get fucking access to the secrets of the United States. You're the guy that gets all of the secrets. You don't give them back. You put them in boxes and you throw them in the shower in your fucking palace in southern Florida. That's what you do. That's what you do. He also took them for leverage. He took them for leverage. There was just an insurrection in his name, okay, against the fucking government, the legislative branch anyway, but really the whole fucking government in his fucking name. He did a fucking insurrection. So he feels like he needs some leverage. He probably would have done this anyway. But especially since that was how he left office. That's how he left office. And he left office trying to overthrow democracy in America. He was thinking, yeah, I'm definitely going to take those fucking nuclear secrets and those fucking war plans against Iran. I'm taking box upon box of the United States' most top secret documents. The most secret things that you can get. I'm putting them in the fucking shower in Mar-a-Lago. And I'm going to have that leverage. They can't come after me. I'm a fucking former president. It's also the hubris and the arrogance of, they're not going to come after me. I'm a former president and I'm going to have these documents. And they're going to know I have the documents. Because he could have just scanned them. He could have taken fucking photographs and videos on his phone. He has a phone. He could have done that. But no. He took the physical documents with him and put them in the shower because he wants them to know he has them. And he's thinking, yeah, I'm going to have this leverage. I know they know. I know all the secrets. But the federal government called his bluff. It was a bluff. Okay, he took them. Partly for narcissistic hoarding purposes. And partly for the leverage. You know. And the federal government said, oh fuck no, that's not how it works. We've asked for them back several times as well. We're going to come in and raid your palace in southern Florida. And we're going to take the boxes back. There are boxes. They're not your boxes. There are boxes. And they took them back. And then they went after him legally. And this is a very serious issue for Donald Trump now. Because time and time again, he has pissed off his own club. Donald Trump is in the elite club of America. And he has been for, you know, decades. He was pretty much not really born into it. But he was given a lot of money that he used to get into that club. And he's always been like a fucking weirdo and outcast and loner and strange fucking person in that club. But he's been in that fucking club. He's been an interesting anomaly. He's been a weirdo character in that club for the other people in that club. But for years now, he's been going after that very same club. Now, a lot of it is bullshit. A lot of it is just to gain, you know, a political following, which he did. And it's fine to do some of that. It's fine to do some of that because the people in the club know what you're doing and they accept it. And some of them do the same things to gain popularity, to gain votes, to gain, you know, these kind of things. Warren fucking Buffett lives in a shitty little house, apparently, supposedly. And he's always complaining about his secretary pays more taxes than him. Even though at any time he could just give all of his money or a large percentage of it to the federal government, and he doesn't. But look, he's in the club, Donald Trump, and he has been for a long time. And he's been going after that club for many years. And there's a certain level of going after your own club that the club itself will accept and will understand. Like, we know what you're doing. We know it's all, you know, for your own self-interest, your own purposes. And it doesn't seem very damaging to us yet. It's actually, hey, look, it's helping us in many ways, in certain areas. It's helping our fucking media's ratings, anyway. So we can live with this, we can live with that. But in office, and coming out of office, and the way he handled that, the way he fucking tried to overthrow American democracy. And they were after him during that election. All of them did want him to lose. And they all came together to make that happen. And it was coordinated in a certain sense. But it wasn't what he said it was. And when it really crossed the line is when he did the fucking insurrection. There's no coming back from invading, for sending the dogs to a palace of control of the elite. One of the great palaces of control of the elite of that club was attacked. There was a fucking guy wearing fucking horns, whatever the fuck they were, those bones sticking out of his head, dressed up like he was from a fucking pride parade, and he was in there, in the House, in the Senate. It was ridiculous. And the club never forgets. The club never forgets. It's never going to forget. And it hasn't forgotten. And it impeached him again. Sure. But that was just procedural. That was just process. They knew they were going to get him for real later. And the fact is that the vast majority of the establishment, the elite, the fucking club of America, want to see Donald Trump in prison. Put him in fucking prison, imprison him, imprison him. And it could happen. It's close to happening. It is. You remember when Hillary Clinton lost the election to Donald Trump and she went out into the woods? And everyone thought she was like collecting her thoughts and she was recuperating after a long campaign and she was thinking about being a grandma and what she'll do next. How will she get over this? How will she lick her wounds? Will she lick her wounds? Will someone else lick her wounds? Will she kill some children and get them to lick her wounds? Their dead severed heads to lick her wounds? Everyone was wondering that. But really what she was doing is she was going around in circles in the forests of New York. And all she was doing was thinking about how to destroy Donald Trump. And we haven't seen much of old Hillary Clinton since Donald Trump became president. She pops up now and again. She wrote a book about losing to Donald Trump called What Happened. Because what she's really been doing all this time is she's been fucking planning and executing against Donald Trump with all of her contacts, with all of her influence, with all of any power she had left. Her infrastructure that she built over many years. She has been maneuvering to destroy Donald Trump from the darkness. Okay? I'm certain of it. I have no evidence. I have no proof. But Hillary Clinton went away too easily. You're fucking Hillary Clinton. You're a mad psychopath. Okay? You do not go away and focus on, empowering girls and women and all this bullshit. No. You destroy the person who killed your dream. Hillary Clinton's one dream in life. Okay, she's got a few dreams. Okay, they seem to love killing people. They seem to love killing people, her and her husband. But her one main fucking dream in her life was to become President of the United States. And preferably the first female President of the United States, the first one with a vagina, okay, a verified vagina. She wanted to be that President of the United States. And Donald Trump, this billionaire kind of faux billionaire, a shitty business person, great at marketing, an okay television host. He fucking walked in and he took it all away from her. He took everything away from her and defeated her in such a way that she could never run again. She could never fucking show her face again to the world. Really. You know, she does every now and then, but really. I mean, every time she gets on camera, she knows what people are thinking. She knows what history looking back at that footage, decades later, hundreds of years later, thousands of years later, is thinking about her. Oh, look, that's the loser. That's the fucking loser who lost to Donald Trump. And that's why she spent the first part, you know, of this plan trying to convince people that it was Russia. Russia who got Donald Trump elected. And that's where the whole fucking Russian thing came from. Which of course was a hoax. Which of course was bullshit. Alright. Was there 0.5% of it that was true? Yeah, 0.5% of it that was true. But honestly, like France or South Korea or Australia or fucking Madagascar could have been doing a similar level of interference in the United States election, the general election, the presidential election in 2016, as Russia was doing. It was piss weak. It was piss weak. And she knew it because she made it up. She made all of it up. She constructed this bullshit and she pushed it out through that infrastructure she had built, that power infrastructure she had built over the years. And it became this big thing. You know, they couldn't take it. They couldn't take Hillary Clinton and the establishment of the Democratic Party, and a lot of the establishment, a lot of the elite, a lot of the club could not fucking stomach that Donald Trump became president. You know, beating Hillary Clinton. One of the favorites of the club. All right. They could, the first female major party candidate, and Donald Trump beat her. Handily, you know, in the Electoral College anyway. They couldn't take it, and she couldn't take it. So that's what happened. So look, I think, honestly, I have no evidence, I have no proof of this, I don't. But I think a driving force behind this is Hillary Clinton. In the darkness, maneuvering, and getting her revenge. And she, you know, she interfered with his presidency along the way. But she didn't really get what she really wanted, you know. But now, you know, now it's coming to that. She couldn't get the presidency and she couldn't, you know, really destroy completely Donald Trump's presidency completely and get him out of office. So now he is out of office. You know, after 4 years, they did remove him in the election. They did win that election. There you go. And now she wants to put him in prison. That's the only thing she's living for now. She still, in her mind, thinks that she could possibly be at some point president of the United States. You know, even now, even to this day, she probably knows it's not going to happen. But there's still a fucking glimmer of hope inside her. That it could be possible. But her main thing now is, yeah, the driving force of her life is to put Donald Trump in prison. And then maybe, if it's, please, please, become president of the United States. Somehow, some way, Joe Biden dies. Kamala Harris becomes president. And, oh, yeah, she somehow becomes vice president. And then, oh no, Kamala Harris died as well. And we have Hillary Clinton, the first verified vaginal person. Because we haven't verified Kamala. No one has verified Kamala yet. It's not really something that people talk about a lot, but Kamala Harris has not been verified. We know Hillary Clinton has a cunt, but we don't know Kamala Harris has a cunt. We know she is a cunt, like Hillary Clinton, a laughing, squeaky cunt, but we haven't seen it yet. We've all seen Hillary Clinton's cunt, you know, in our dreams. And there's nothing more real in life than our dreams. 10:25 a.m. It's happening later. Donald Trump will be in the courthouse later. I'll be sleeping. But DJT is going to be there. Oh, it would be so fun if they did something really interesting. Like, if they put him in jail. If they were like, yeah, you know what? We don't trust you. We think you're possibly a flight risk. We're going to put you in prison until the trial. Sorry. If that happens, oh, that would be beautiful. It really would. Or if they put an ankle bracelet on him. If they put a fucking tracking device on his ankle. Or around his fucking neck. That would be hilarious. Or on his head. They could, like, glue or bolt a Make America Great Again hat. One of those red hats. Put a red hat on him. Stick FBI across it, maybe, instead. And just fucking, you know, put a tracking device in there. And he could have to post bail as well. This is a federal fucking case. This is the United States of America versus Donald Trump. This is fun. This is fun, man. It is. I wonder when he's going to get arrested next. Probably a few months. Probably a few weeks, the way things are going. He might be arrested while he's in the courtroom, you know, for this one. Maybe he'll have a psychotic break. And maybe he'll start going fucking mental. Yeah. Oh, man. The aliens are here. They are here. They really are here. I know they're here now as well. I got a fucking story to tell you. I made an episode recently called the strangest thing that ever happened to me, or the weirdest thing that ever happened to me. It's possible that has now been surpassed. The aliens are here. They really are. And I have fucking proof. And I will be keeping that proof for me. I'm going to keep it safe and I'm going to keep it for me. But yeah, I don't want to release it yet. And I don't want to tell the story yet. It is truly fucking extraordinary. The aliens are here. Some kind of alien intelligence. And it doesn't have to be alien in the way we usually think of alien. You know, it could be interdimensional. They could be from this fucking Earth. Yeah, but there is a different kind of intelligence operating on this planet. Anyway, Donald Trump's being arrested, and this is what this episode is about. One more thing. The special counsel for this case, Jack Smith, is married to a woman called Katie Gill Chevigny, or Chevigny. It's one of those stupid fucking names. Okay. Anyway, this Katie woman, she directed the documentary Becoming about and for Michelle Obama. It was a Netflix documentary. You know, she had the memoir and she had a documentary going alongside it. And it was for Barack and Michelle Obama's production company. It was Barack and Michelle Obama's production company that fucking made it. They were the producers of this documentary. And this woman is the wife of the special counsel for this case. that is prosecuting Donald Trump. Jack Smith. The elite, the club, oh, the club. Yeah, they don't like you, Donald Trump. They've been planning this for years. They've been planning this for years, and you've been wriggling out of a few of them. You've wriggled out of a few of them. But just like Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama and Michelle Obama despise Donald Trump. And Barack Obama will never get over the fact that in the history books, it will be Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States. Oh, history, change. Followed by, succeeded by, Donald John Trump. The man that Barack Obama took the fucking piss out of at the correspondence dinner. The man that he kept saying, Barack Obama kept saying, I continue to believe Donald Trump will not be president of the United States. And yet, he fucking ate those words. He ate those fucking jokes. And Donald Trump will forever be Barack Obama's successor. And Barack Obama cannot fucking take that. It eats at him. He doesn't have a soul, but it fucking still eats it. It eats at the air inside him. It really does. It causes him so much fucking, just, it burns his skin, you know. His crispy shell melts. Wakes up fucking dripping every day that Donald John Trump was the 45th. And he was the 44th. Yeah. It's so insane that they let that happen, though. They appointed a guy that's wife is clearly very close to Barack and Michelle Obama. You cannot say that this woman is not close to Barack and Michelle Obama if the woman directed the fawning documentary about Michelle Obama. She fucking directed it. She was chosen to direct the big documentary for Michelle Obama. This is my big documentary. And we're going to get Katie to do it. And who are we going to get to go after Donald Trump on the fucking secrets? On the boxes, on the stuffing of boxes in the shower case. Who are we going to get? Let's get Katie's husband. Let's get Jack Smith. And they got Jack Smith. They did. Absolute insanity. Hilarity. Absolutely hilarious. Truly is. You know what Trump was? Trump was president of the United States, but he wasn't really president of the United States. He was in the chair making the decisions for a while, for those 4 years. But, I mean, we already know that the people who were working for him would literally take documents that he wanted to sign, you know, executive orders, off his fucking desk so that he'd forget about them. They would really complicate and frustrate his plans at every turn. So he was president of the United States, but, I mean, they ran rings around him in office. I mean, you read those books, and not the, like, bullshitty ones, but the real truthful ones, you know, that really do seem like they have enough sources. Like, they fucking just, yeah, they really played huge games. They played these, you know, games at every turn with him, and really frustrated his efforts in office. And now that they, you know, they banded together, they came together as one, and they kicked him out, you know, and they did, but it wasn't a fucking landslide, was it? They barely fucking, by the skin of their teeth, they got him out of there. And now they're looking at the polls and they're thinking, shit. Fuck. He could be back. We cannot let him back in the doors. We can't have him behind the Resolute desk again. We cannot have him in the Oval Office. We can't give him the fucking biscuit. Can't have that nuclear football traveling with him. We gotta put him in prison. We really do. And they fucking are. And I will say this. I've said a lot of things, so I don't know why I just said that. But here we go. I'll say this. I'm gonna say this right now. This is the thing I'm gonna say now. If the United States federal government cannot find a way to keep Donald Trump out of the presidency, all right, then the United States federal government is a fucking joke. Okay? Once, all right, mistakes happen. But if you're going to let this guy, and I'm speaking from the club's, you know, the perspective, the elite's perspective, the federal government's perspective, you know, as a whole, really. Like, you got to do everything you can to keep him out of there. And because that's what you want as well. That's one of your main goals as a government, as a club, as an elite. You know, these things aren't exactly the same things, but yeah. They all want to keep him out of there. It's clearly their goal. And if they can't get him in prison, if they can't get rid of this fucking guy, if they cannot prevent him from coming back, winning the next election, 2024, and getting back into the White House, then it's a fucking joke. This guy, Donald Trump, is really gonna fucking beat you. You know? Absolutely hilarious. You can't... Speaking from your point of view, okay? You have to prevent it. Because you will do lasting damage. It might crumble the whole thing. Everyone inside that system, it just might lose faith in it, and it might just split apart into a trillion pieces. Not a trillion pieces, you know, 100 pieces, couple hundred pieces, couple thousand people, a few thousand pieces. But you got to keep him out of there. For your own dignity. For your own fucking self-respect. Alright, that's the episode. I'm going to record another one. I'm going to get some Evian water. And then... I'm going to take 20 minutes. Around 20 minutes. And then I'm going to record another one. It's the club never forgets.